No, no, no. Don't worry. Did you get the links I sent you? Yeah, those are the ones. Okay, yeah, make sure you have those ready. There are two YouTube links that will be easy to throw up. One of them is 10 minutes long, but that's the one. All right, if it's not working, I'll just start saying I can't hear you, and I'll take over, and then you jump out and jump back in, you know? Hey, deep breath. I don't need you fired up. I need you calm and collected. Getting mad ain't gonna do shit. Restart your system if you have to. Restart everything if you have to. Do a hard restart. Yeah, I'm listening. Don't worry. It's probably because you fucked with did you change the audio source? Is something not connected? Yeah, something. We're gonna get it going. We're gonna get it going, buddy, no matter what. That's good. That's good. Let them wait. They like to wait. They're not gonna leave. No one's gonna leave. Cool. I'm still rolling a joint anyway, so. Well, I'm glad we tested it out, bud. Alright, just put the countdown on once you want to go. Alright. Okay. Get that banner out of there, baby. Add you to the stream. There we go. Jesus Christ, we're both doing the same thing at the same time. That's not how you're doing.
Oh, don't click. Don't do anything. Let me do my show.
This is going great. This is going great so far.
Is it
so far?
Dude, you were just telling me how excited you were to do this fucking show today.
I've been very excited for the show for a couple of days. As soon as one of my favorite people in the world said yes, he would do my show. Now, listen, folks, I do get a lot of
Chad. Flack. Chad's no. here.
Chad, no, Chad, no. Dad's in Florida and everybody knows where he lives. I remember years ago when I first heard about this guy, I heard him on Kumia's show, and I thought the guy was funny. I became friends with him. And when I first moved to the great state of Connecticut, the great tax state, which stinks, by the way, because everything's so expensive, he was a decent friend. He helped me get on stage. He gave me stage time. He told me never to get off stage. He gave me a lot of pointers. Anyways, I'm not going to suck his cock anymore because when I first met him, he told me he hated MLC, but he texted me recently and said it's his new soap opera and he cannot stop watching it every day.
New.
Which surprises me. Pat Oates, welcome. Stevie and Ski live after MLC. You told me originally, Pat, you did not like Misery Loves Company with Kevin Brennan, and now you cannot stop.
You aren't wrong. You're 100% right. I will apologize. It's my favorite addiction now, but I did hate it, but I love it.
Pat, it looks like you are in the janitor's closet of a grammar school.
That's all right. Somewhere. I just got to turn this mic down.
What's going on? Aren't you a professional broadcaster? Don't you have a proper setup, or are you on the road right now? What's going on with you, buddy?
That's a lot of questions. Am I a professional broadcaster? No, I'm a part-time asshole on the radio. And that means no money. No, I'm doing this on my phone. I don't have a setup. I don't care. I leave my house, assholes. Anyway.
Oh, wait.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, Stevie, Stevie, you were amazing on Ray today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, buddy.
Well, we look terrible there, too.
The rock bottom.
No, Stevie,
podcast.
You were awesome on there.
Thank you.
Really? I have not heard the episode. I heard there were some rippings. Wow. Some things were said. Some things have happened. Apparently, Ray is out of the ski mask business. I've been out of the Ray DeVito business. I'm tired of seeing him. And once again, folks, today on MLC, what happened? What happened today on MLC?
I mean, there was a lot of Ray. Fun.
Ray, that's what happened today on MLC. Kevin called me a couple weeks ago. He said, what about Ray? I said, once a week, tops. That's it. Am I wrong?
Ski, your mic is flying all over the place. You're going up and down. You got to see if you could try to either turn it up a little bit or whatever. It's like, I'm having trouble hearing you proper.
Swear to fucking God, this beat show better be good.
Okay. Yeah. So Ray DeVito, you said that you told Kevin, well, here's something that came up today on his show, and I want you to get an opportunity to clear it up. Okay. He said that you and he pieced things out on air together, and I remember that as well, actually. And then he said no less than 30 minutes later, you were back on the YouTube talking trash about him. So he thought that
So you mean 30 minutes later, I was on a different show?
You apparently were on your own show with Gino Bisconti. So within a half hour of, you know, shaking some sort of truce agreement with Ray, you brought on one of his biggest enemies and you were, you know, basically shitting on him. So he thought that that was a major betrayal. And that was something that came up.
Betrayal. This is fucking retarded. I'm trying to set up this new thing, and I finally got it.
I can add to that. That was the show, Ski Mask. Oh, go, sorry. That was a show where you got real fucked up, and you said you forgot even being with Gino.
Correct. I barely remember doing that show. Every time I get around Gino, I am personally responsible, and you can ask Gino Bisconti himself, I am responsible for the Saturday Night Gino picture. As we all know.
Now, I don't know if Pat Oates knows what that even is.
Oh, of course he does. How do you not know the Saturday Night Gino picture? It's there. I'm responsible. I got him super fucked up that night. Every time I'm around Gino, I get fucked. And that's what happened. Yeah, so maybe I trashed Ray a little bit because he's doing too much. He's doing too many shows. He's driving around too much. He's not putting any work into his shows. His shows stink. He's not funny. Ray, trash me some more. Come see me.
If you if you want to go to that first clip that I threw to you, that
Gmail. Well, I want to talk with Pat a bit.
Okay, but just so you know that whenever you're ready to load that up, that has basically exactly from today where he brought you. I brought you up, and then it went from there. So. Don't have to rush to that. I'm just saying, you know that you have it there.
So I'm more or less interested in why I can't hear myself in my fucking headphones or at all.
Yeah, we were doing some audio testing before the show, and we may not be all there. Nice. You're sounding great on our end, though, Ski. I wanted to thank David Chandler. Says that he has become a YouTube member. We do have a membership program, Pat Oates, if you didn't know about that. If folks would like to support and boost the Ski Mask Collective organization, that's Ski Mask, myself, and Jim Stansel, you can go ahead and jump on our membership program. That's still a work in progress, but we still will take your money while we build the ship. So, we're building this airplane while it's already in the air, Pat.
Is this too loud?
No, you're good, bud.
I meant to text you, Pat, yesterday. I had to go to Ansonia twice, and I was going to see if you had a car. I'd see if you could just drive over here and do the show in person.
No. Not at all.
But no, I wondered before we get into the stupid Ray stuff, because to be honest with you, I said on the last show and I'll say it again, I'm done talking about Ray. When Ray's on MLC, I'm gonna listen to Kumia. I'm gonna listen to music. I'm gonna listen to something else. He bores me. He's not funny. There's nothing hilarious about it. I don't understand the bit that's going on. Maybe there's something I'm missing. I've seen him do stand up. I've seen Pat Oates do stand up. Pat Oates is a way better stand-up than Ray DeVito. You don't have to comment on that, but that's a God's honest truth.
Sure.
But 100%, Pat, 100% better stand-up than Ray DeVito.
Pat, please set this guy straight a little bit. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn and act like it was all me, but today's rock bottom episode of his show was fucking hilarious. Intentionally or unintentionally, it was a little bit of both. The fact that this fucking guy, they both have this sort of like they're locking horns right now and neither wants to really budge on this. I love it. I think it's great. So I'm saying that you're saying that Ray is not funny. Ray is not entertaining.
I think there's a delay.
When we see your mouth moving, we know to stop and allow your sound to catch up in about 2 seconds.
Pat did warn me earlier today.
It's all good. We'll work with
you. You want me to come out and come back in?
No,
or are we good?
No, we're pros. Just deal with this. Do your best to bear with us. If we're starting to talk back over you, we'll shut up.
Yeah, well, you're not a brand new setup.
When I do it on my laptop, it's even worse. So I tried my phone. So I was trying to do better.
It'll take you 20 minutes to get to my house. And we'll still be on the air.
go ahead. Give me your address on the show right now so everybody can go to your house.
Yeah, Joey C has it if you actually need it.
If you want to come to the big beach show Saturday, you're more than welcome to.
No, I'm busy, but thank you.
And we never really announced that officially, Ski Mask. I guess it's time for the folks at home. Anything.
I got my pink. No, I'm not. Like Joey C just texted me. Joey, look, if you're coming on my show, you're not showing up in my mask. That's absolutely not happening. So I just wanted to. God damn it. The fucking delay fucks me up every time. Every time.
I'm gonna jump off and jump back on. It's making me nuts too. So I'll try to
get no problem. He's a pro though. I appreciate Pat Oates.
I love you, Pat.
Jumping in there for us. We'll give him a second to recheck that.
Great comic, great dude all around.
Yes. I got to hang out with Pat at one of the secret shows. So I can say that not only did I get to hang with them, I saw his comedy and guy gets shit on just about as much as you and I do, and it's fucking a shame.
And it's bullshit because the guy grinds, man. He goes to, you know, Megan's son. He does those shows, and you're talking a casino crowd where they get free tickets.
Oh my god, look at this now. Goes,
all right, just send Joey C the link. But I mean, send him a link. I told him
I didn't go there like a threat. Now he's kind of
because he's texting me. I told him he cannot come.
I got enough people trying to fucking fight me. Now I got Joey C coming after me too.
I'm fighting Ray DeVito.
Hi Ryan. Hi Ryan's lawyers. Are you a proud boy?
Hi Ray.
Are you tough?
I'm fighting Ray August 19th.
Yeah, you're the undercard for me versus fucking Shrimp Taco. Little bitch boy is gonna get fucking waiting.
I
want to
see this clip because I have
get
not
shit seen ran.
I got one clip here. I got Ray one and Ray two. Should I start with Ray one?
One. That's how we do things in the English or the Roman numeral system.
You have fucked it up a couple times. So.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing there. Okay. I mean,
you're my boy. Yes. I'm allowed to bust fucking balls.
Yeah. You're proud of your boy. I get it.
All right, let's see what's going on.
See what I was wearing the whole shirt. Just like this
fucking. What the fuck? This is.
I don't know.
My God, this is so.
I don't know. Yeah, send Joey C the link, like Dr. Chow says. I'm always cool with that.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Can you hear the clip?
Yes.
All right. I want to watch this. I'm gonna take it in, and I'll pause whenever I know that he's wrong because he is mentally ill.
You can fucking topics all day, motherfucker. What do you want, Joe?
I got a topic for you, Ray. I was told that you canceled your Patreon membership to Ski Mask Collective.
Yeah, I did. Fuck yeah, I did. Yeah, that guy was talking shit about me.
Did you see?
Every time I turn on the internet, it was like just him in clips talking how much he hates my guts. So I'm like.
First of all, my father always told me to never say the word hate, so that's a lie. All
right, man. Well, I'm not going to
do that. Harry, what do you think about that? Did you see how she laughed? She fucking guffawed.
She knows. When he said that. She watches all of our shows.
Yeah, but the fact that he's unsubscribed, no one knew that besides you.
Oh, and then, because I run the channel and I see when people unsubscribe.
Right. That's the obvious thing. I wasn't trying to collude that at all. But I'm just saying, like, I do
saying that I hate him is wild. I've never hated anybody.
This was something where you did kind of, and I'll reveal this. You had asked me, hey Stevie, if you get a chance, try to bring that up. So I didn't fucking try to force it. I didn't try to ram it. But I saw an opportunity there to bring this up because this was like at least three quarters of the way through the episode today, and I want to say something that Ray's show is hilarious, and it does often have to do with the interaction between the chat and Ray. You know, that's sometimes where
if there was no chat, there would be no show. Am I wrong?
Well, there was always a show. You know, we were always here. You know, before Ray got
about Ray's show.
No, yeah, Ray's show was here.
When he was with Bigger Staff, he bombed. He tried it on his own, he bombed. I don't understand why Kevin keeps giving him the benefit of the fucking doubt every time.
Because people like it, dude. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean that other people don't like it.
Fine. I'll agree to disagree. Dude, I hate it. He had
200 people watching today while Stuttering John was also live.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's fine. I'm happy for the guy. I'm not going to wish him ill will. If he's getting 200 viewers, that's fantastic. It's not for me. Let me watch a little bit more. I want to see what happens.
I still have a Belton subscription, and I still have a couple others that have
come after you.
There was five videos in a row where the guy was just shitting on me nonstop, palling up.
Five videos in a row. Count
them
up,
that doesn't make sense. What? Five? I don't know what he's
tried to cancel me nonstop. I'm like,
when did I try to cancel Ray? Name once.
I think the only thing that he might be referencing to is this Bahamas. the claim that, which I still am not 100% clear on exactly what he's saying, that somewhere in the text to Chad, you brought up his name. And when you provided the text evidence to Carl, you broke some sort of trust between you and him that would affect his ability to get booked. Off.
He could suck my cock, not get booked. Yeah.
And also, the fucking company that runs those Bahamas shows fucks those guys over. They don't pay them that fucking well. They go to the desperate Comedians.
I said on the last, Pat Oates, of course, is back.
And then you got somebody else in there, too. He doesn't have a lot of time, so throw him in.
Who we got? Oh,
please.
Here we go.
Yes. Let's
get down to the bottom. Carlos, is it a bit? Because it started to piss me off a little bit how Ray, he's just going out of his mind.
Hey, Pat Oates. All I
said, the guy isn't fucking funny.
Carlos, hey, Carlos. Of the insufferable bastards.
You guys can probably hear each other.
What a bit? I'm sorry. I haven't been watching.
Okay, so Carlos, Ray went on the air today and said that Ski Mask has tried to cancel him, and all he does is hate and shit on him nonstop. So now Ray has canceled his Patreon subscription to Ski Mask Collective and says, I wish you well, Ski Mask. And he just left, I think, which is bizarre to do at this time. But yeah, he wants to know what's going on.
Is that what he was saying? I thought Ray's hard to read. Ray's hard to read, but I thought Ray was saying that Gino was the one who did that.
I know he definitely thinks that. Yeah.
Right. So maybe
today's show.
Oh, wow. Pat could be onto something here. Maybe this is one of those situations where in Ray's brain, he's confusing Ski Mask and Gino.
Or he thinks they're too cozy, and he's like, well, fuck Ski Mask. He's too cozy with...
Well, which is not true. I mean, if anything, Stancil is cozy with Gino, but fucking Ski Mask don't go on in hot water. I mean, Gino will come on with Ski Mask, and they're friends and all that, but they're not, like, fucking teaming up right now or anything to get Ray or whatever that might happen. He's going to reboot and be back with us as soon as possible. Thank you very much for jumping on with us, Carlos. I know you've had a busy day, and we had a late night last night, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, say what you will about Ray. He was getting super chats. I counted. I was out of it by the end of it. You potheads you and Shuley were going on and on about God knows what, asking Ray his earliest memories. And of course, Ray goes right along with it, starts talking about his earliest memories for like 5 minutes. So I was counting the super chats that were coming in, and I counted 100 individual. Then I would start adding 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. It was like, damn.
All right. So Joey C is asking me to send him the link. I think if Ski Mask is out right now, what else can I do? But
Pat, are you make familiar this with thing. Joey C?
The, yeah. Sounds like Pat is familiar with Joey C. Joey C, you've been sent the link. this is a great show. Isn't the greatest show, but it's a great show. I think the folks out there do appreciate what we do. Ski Mask is teasing something big this Saturday. So it looks like all of
and it's not our as
ducks
Johnson.
Are in a row. And I've got a beautiful appearance on Saturday with Tukey and...
Oh, you're on El Harible?
Yeah, no, I guess Tukey doesn't. I just assume Tukey will be there. No, El Harible Saturday morning.
I'm going to be dabbling live.
Yeah, be dabbling live. I'm going to jump in. I was invited. Thank you very much to the Be Dabbler crew. Not you.
Be Dabbler. For you.
okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. You didn't tell them about the money that I owe you, though, did you?
No, they think they're getting Pat Oates. Just say you're Pat Oates.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait, does Stevie
if I had
Lou
more
need
of a tan?
Wait, do you need to get vouched for to talk to a puppet? Like,
yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how things work these days, Pat's crazy fucking world we live in.
I'm sorry. Does everyone realize that Stevie's a very good comic and like a very hard worker and very talented? And I don't know why the world shits on you. Like, I watch this and I go, Stevie's Carlos, you're my only two guys I watch on these shows who make sense, who keep the show going, who don't get crying when the names get called. I love the two of you. I don't know why you guys get shit on.
Oh, thanks, Pat. No, in all honesty, not to do the fourth wall shit. I love Stevie Lou. Stevie, we gossip all the time back and forth on Twitter about.
We do have a lot of good conversations, man.
Yeah.
Okay. And in speaking of keeping things sane and working, I'm gonna just throw a wrench in the mix here. Oh, wait. Ski Mask is backstage fucking with things. Joey C, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today? What's happening?
Hey, Joey C.
Hey, Carlos. How you doing?
Oh, it sounds good too. All your shit's working. Have you ever met Pat Oates?
No, I haven't. How you doing, Pat? Nice to meet you.
Joey, you seem like you're in a little bit of a bad mood today. I'm picking that up right now.
How are you, buddy? Yeah, nice to meet you. I'm in a great mood. I just had a long night. That's all.
Ski Mask, okay. What's up, bro?
I just had a long night. That was
he may not be able to hear us right now. He's in some tech hell right now, but he is. Ski, are you there?
I'm here. Every time I look forward to a fucking good show with a friend of mine like Pat Oates, and it's bullshit like this happens. I could do a show with a nobody.
Hey, I'm right here, buddy. I'm right here.
Relax.
I love the episode of Ski Mask when Pat interviewed you about everything that had that whole medical thing that went down. If anybody has not heard that, seek out that episode. It's really good. You guys are great together.
What was that, Carlos? Remind me, please.
It was Pat. It wasn't POS, right? It was just you guys, or maybe just had Ski Mask on individually. We might have lost Pat too, huh? But it's Ski Mask going through the incident at the airport where you had what, the pancreatitis.
That was when I had the seizure.
Okay. And then you were talking about, I guess you guys were doing shows together at the time. It's really good. It was a really good interview.
Dude, let me just get this shit. I mean, something's going crazy. Apparently, David Chandler's given us over 40 memberships.
What? Holy crap. So I didn't know that.
While I was rebooting.
How is that possible?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
That's incredible, man. I don't know. I don't see that in the chat, but maybe I'm missing something.
Kumi is in the chat. It's crazy what's happening out here. Pat, can you hear us?
Let's see.
I think Pat's cut off.
Pat can hear us, that's fine. I'll do a one-on-one with Pat soon.
Yeah, you know what? Let's get Pat Oates back in sometime soon.
Put me in my position there.
Need help with that? Oh, yeah, you got it. And I will also send our other buddy a link. Because why the fuck not?
Hello.
That sounds like a domestic. Right?
I don't know. So apparently a fan of the show has my phone number, but they don't know.
That guy again. All right. Joey C. I feel like we're all sitting on pins and needles right now. What the fuck is going on, buddy?
Joey, hold on. I would like to start, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Stevie. Joey, we've been texting back and forth. I've been loving how you got into this world, all right? You're getting featured on MLC, but now you do seem like you're a little down on the last couple of episodes. What's going on? Is everything okay in your life? Now you have a mic set up. When you first started 2 weeks ago, you were doing it off your phone.
Well, no, because I had a bad sound card. I always had the setup. I just had a bad sound card. So... No, I'm not down, buddy. I got a lot of things going through my head because someone said today, they sent me a message saying that Gino Bisconti was talking all mad shit about me all day today on the podcast, and I never even met the guy. So,
well, Joey C, that's kind of how things work around these parts, unfortunately. This is not as much like the street and the real world as it is a total shit show playground where people throw fucking snowballs with rocks in them at the back of your head, like it's the old days. But I think if anything, buddy, that's a sign that you're starting to make it. That's how I look at things, at least. You got to start learning how to embrace the hate.
Good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, David Chandler, 40 gifted subs. I see that now if I'm looking on the YouTube
app. I don't even know what that means.
David. That's incredible. A bunch of people are getting, anybody who's watching right now is getting hooked up. I don't know. Maybe YouTube's being funny right now. I'm not seeing it. Usually it says this person got the membership, but I'm seeing all these people.
Shit show. And Pat Oates told me he hopped off. He couldn't hear nothing. It was going crazy. But I just gave him the personal invite to the beat show. He'll let me know. I'll buy him an Uber to the beat show. Carlos, you're invited to the beat show as well. If you want to come Saturday, 2:30 p.m., You live right around the corner. So we'll see what's going on.
Is this the AC thing or this is something else?
No.
What's up?
All right, Jake, you got a couple minutes. Apparently you have some stuff you want to say. I know you texted me, fuck Ray DeVito. What are your thoughts on Ray? What's going on?
Number one, I did just book an interview the 15th. We're going to have a BTL on. I'm going to have BTL on my show.
Wait, blind torture and electrocute?
No.
Is that what that's
nice?
Are you talking BTK?
VTL.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's a get, but it's not a crazy get.
Yeah, but also I got I didn't need to. I didn't. What's up, Carlos? By the way, Carlos is not Ray's bitch.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, listen. I called Stevie. What did I do when I was on the highway on the way home from work today?
You said get in touch with Carlos, please, and ask him to come join us if he can.
Carlos, I need you to tell me the truth, okay? Is this a bit you're doing with Ray?
Because
when you're busting his balls, and you sound good on the air, and he doesn't. It's getting ridiculous at this point how you're so good at podcasting, yet this fucking old comedian who can't even book rooms stinks so bad, sounds like shit. He's always podcasting from a basement and then busting your balls. I said, I have to have you on. Is it a bit or no?
That's a lot to take.
I don't like the pro wrestling thing. If it's pro wrestling, then fuck off. You know what I mean?
I don't watch pro wrestling. I watched like Bob Backlund in 1982.
Yeah, like, all right, Carlos is a real deal, man. He don't fucking play.
That's why I wanted him on. I needed to know.
But hey, you want to hear something really funny? My Jake Hudson Extra channel got one of your memberships. By the way, everybody's seen.
By the way, Carlos, take off that gay onion hat, please.
No, I didn't even notice that one. Whoa!
Thanks again.
Take it off, or I'm gonna have to.
David Chandler for gifting.
I can't let another man tell me to undress. It's a thing. How about? Let me just answer your question.
I'll give you 10 seconds to take the hat off.
All right. Is the countdown starting?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Five.
This is fucking. Four, you guys are. This is.
Three,
this is not a way to have fun by making it fucking weird. No. That was not how you treat somebody.
Oh, by the way,
I don't. I asked him to take the hat off. He's on my show.
By the way, turn your lights.
Is that because
on,
the other guys told you to take your mask off? Like, Jake, we're talking. Please,
turn your lights.
Can you just give
on,
us a moment?
Turn your lights on, Stevie.
They're on. Thank you.
Look,
that's not a way we treat guests. I like Carlos, and I feel like that was a little rude.
I asked him. I see him in the waiting room. If he takes the hat off, I'll bring him back in.
Nope.
A big supporter of our show, Stevie, told me to ask Carlos to take the hat off.
All right.
So
well, then maybe be a little
him.
More specific next time instead of leaving
no,
me in the dark. Like
no.
That,
how
know?
About I just ask him to take the hat off?
Carlos says, I will not come back on naked. And somebody in the chat just said, hit the like button. Someone says.
All right. Jake, I wanted to get to something really quick.
Oh, no.
Please.
What are your thoughts now on this guy, Ian Hawk? Do you got anything to say about him?
He's the one who hacked my fucking channel.
What? You hear what he did to me last night?
What's that, Joey C? Uh-oh.
Oh, Ian Hawk is a piece of work.
Yeah.
By the way, Spaghetti Too John, I love Carlos Danger. He just has to take the hat off.
Yeah, Spaghetti Too, I still gotta contact you about that thing that we talked about, Spaghetti Too.
All right, here's the deal. I'm not doing shows where I talk about fans or talk about other shows. This is the MLC wrap up show. That's what this fucking show is. Jesus Christ, people.
Dude, the fact that we had Carlos on, we asked him nicely to come on, and then you get all affronted by the hat, you know? Like,
I asked him to take the hat off.
You know? Who gives a fuck about the hat? You know what I mean?
I do.
Like, I don't know. I think it's a weird hill.
One of Ski Mask Collective's biggest supporters asked me to ask Carlos to take the hat off.
He just asked you to ask him. He didn't say throw him off if he doesn't take it off, did he?
Maybe he did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be getting some PayPal money for that.
Right,
so why don't you relax, Stevie?
I like it.
Oh, ski mask.
Thank what you. Do you think about my size?
Ski mask.
Jake, answer the question. What do you think about ski mask's size?
I think it's a little small.
Oh, wow. So would you put it in your hand? Do you think I should trim up a little bit? Do you think it was the right move?
It looks like Swiss cheese. It looks like Swiss cheese.
Why?
Mean as round as a cheese wheel, right?
No, Swiss cheese. Why? With holes.
Oh, my God. Okay, do we want to get into some of the behind the scenes behind maybe what was going on that day, Ski? Or you want to leave that up to the audience's imagination?
Go ahead, ask away.
I didn't say nothing. But
$150 a picture, then we can talk. They got to send them $150 a picture, and they'll talk.
That's $150 for my cock is $300 for Stancil's cock.
That's right. The deal.
That's true. Thank you for mentioning that, Joey. That's absolutely true.
That is the list. I do have the list. It's one of these drawers I've been cleaning up a bit, so it's a little bit harder for me to find. But yes,
I do support you guys. I am a Patreon subscriber now,
David, I didn't mean to say you, Joey.
Thank you, buddy.
Joey. I appreciate texting back and forth with you. You've been very courteous to me.
Yes, sir. Always will be.
Throughout text. I think you're a funny guy.
Thank you.
You're making your way. Don't get too overzealous.
No.
What I mean by that is don't send too, like, it's okay to send me 5 or 6 paragraphs.
Right.
That's, I don't care.
Right.
But you start getting some of these other guys' phone numbers, you send them 5 or 6 paragraphs, you're probably never going to be on the show again.
I read you.
And do not call Shirley. Don't, when you get a number from Shirley, do not get his number.
What was that?
Why? Does it cost money?
No. Joey C. found Shirley's number and called him.
No. Jake, listen to both sides of the story, okay, Jake?
Uh-oh.
Okay? There we go. Shirley's been trashing me a lot. I've been the focus of his show the last 5 days in a row.
Another 20. Mm-hmm. Another 20.
So
David Chandler.
You know.
Holy shit, David. Thank you, brother.
How do you see this?
It doesn't show up in StreamYard. We should send an email to Mr. StreamYard and tell him he's got to integrate the membership. Because we do not see. We saw it once at the beginning of the show, and it doesn't say how many on StreamYard. You have to keep a producer like Jake on hand who can call that sort of stuff out.
Yeah, but he produces your show, your new show. That's what he
does. Yes, he does. He does a great
John
job.
Was given the membership. The gatekeeper John, check your Discord DMs, please.
Look at that. KB was gifted a membership by David Chandler. We love KB.
By the way, I just also want to say. Don't. I also want to say to Joey C. Do not be. You know, you were very overzealous to people. The reason why I had to kick you from shows. It was my decision to kick you, not anyone else.
Can you guys maybe talk this out right now and come to a?
No,
nothing to talk about.
That's why we do these shows. I'm gonna sit still. Stevie's gonna sit still. You guys, I'm gonna give you 5 minutes at 7:06. You got 5 minutes to get it.
I mean, what can I say? I respected his word when he originally sent me the email. Leave him alone. He wished the best. He's never said nothing bad about me. I've never said nothing bad about him. But then a couple of days later, he sends me a link 2 days in a row to come on the show. And I accept the second link, and then he throws me out of his room. So I don't need that. I don't bother him. He don't bother me. You know, I don't got nothing bad to say about him. I never will. And he don't say nothing bad about me. So now they all left the show.
Oh, my God. How did he get on here? Holy shit.
How does
Carlos on here? How did he get back on?
He was in the room, wasn't he?
Get him out of here. How's he? He's got the whole hat. This is ridiculous. Hold on. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him out of here. This is absurd. Oh, wow.
Okay. Wait, I was doing work. It's not a bit. I was legitimately a little pissed at Ray today. I think Ray's under a lot of pressure. He's got the whole internet shitting on him. Not sure why he's so angry at Ski Mask. I do wish Ski Mask well. I hope he's okay after that escapade the other night. I think right now Ray was up late last night drinking, and then he was on the radio at like 7 a.m., and then he had everybody shitting on him again. And, you know, that shit happens.
And what kind of hat, before you go any further, what kind of hat is that?
Oh, this is, well, I mean, it's an, wait, hold on. Oh, I forgot.
Is it another NLO?
It's made, but it's manufactured by, I do have the Mud Shark one on the way.
Hold on. Where is the fucking Ski? He's dropping it
out. I don't want to fuck with Ski Mask. You know, he,
he's busting, he busts balls. Yeah, he's mad at Ray and Ray's mad at him now. Yeah. It seems like this is the one of the new timelines.
I don't know what we'll do. Ray and Ski Mask are mad at each other. I'm going to be up all night.
It's one of the new storyboards that we're working on here is those two. Joey C, what do you think about Ray DeVito?
What happened to Jake?
I got no problem with Ray.
Joey C and Jake were having a one-to-one discussion.
Oh, I forgot. You guys were okay.
Jake, you all right?
How much money to kick Joey? How much money will it take to kick Joey out of the show?
How much money you got in your bank account?
Jake, you're not hurting me. It don't matter. I'll go.
All right.
So don't waste your money.
Leave.
Oh,
no, man.
Leave the fucking show.
Bye, Jake. See ya.
Bye, loser.
Bye.
Bye, loser.
Bye, loser.
Bye, loser.
That's why I passed you, and that's why I'm going to have a big podcast on a network real soon.
Bye, loser.
See ya.
Bye, loser.
I'm a loser, right? Bye. Take care. Bye.
Why, you little bitch?
Oh, you're the whiny little bitch, not me. Bye.
Whiny little bitch.
Bye.
Leave the channel. Leave the show, idiot.
Yeah, okay. I was asked to come here. Bye.
You're a loser. You're a loser. You're a loser that lives in his mama's basement.
I do. Good one.
All right.
That was a good one.
How big are your cock?
Pretty big. Pretty damn big. That's all I'll say. Joey C. Okay, that looks like that devolved. That's how we say in the business that devolved into an old.
Get him back in here.
He left. Jake. He leaves. That's what he does.
I don't bother Jake. Jake does pretty good. I watch his show. He does a good job. But I have no problem with Jake.
I had, of course, another computer crash, so I don't know what the fuck happened. I missed what I got to have to go back, of course, and watch my own show because I'm a piece of garbage. But, I rejoined, it was amazing what I was watching.
Hey, listen, folks. Constantly creating content over here at the Ski Mask Collective.
Stevie. It was my first saying ever. If you're going to try to say it, please say it correctly.
Constantly creating content
being released, folks. It's always happening. We're going to be bigger than Rogan one day. We're going to be bigger than all these clowns. You know why? Because we're done talking about these dumb podcasts. You folks just wait till Saturday and you'll see what really happens. Get it going.
I see that in you.
By the way, Ski Mask is back. Ski Mask, get your ass back up here. I'm not dealing with this fuckhead. By the way, I'm wearing your shirt today.
Oh, you look good. That's a great looking face.
Stevie, you can come back too. And Carlos, you can come back too.
I miss Carlos. My computer crashed again, of course.
All right, here. Guys, before we get...
Can we just talk cock size for once?
Let's talk about how you porn bombed MLC one of their shows the other night.
You can say BYB.
I don't think it was a porn bomb at all. I just
it's wild.
I left.
Apparently, you can't see the BYB name on MLC. You can't say the BYB name on the Shuly Network neither. Ooh, I found out today. Those guys are fucking like, you remember that guy Jim Grindel who tried to act like, oh, you can't speak my name?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, listen, first of all, you gotta shut the fuck
Stevie, you shut the fuck up for a second. We made an agreement a long time ago. We don't speak that name.
Yeah, and then you called up to fucking Melton, and then you said we don't speak his name, and then you gave them another fucking 3 weeks of the same bullshit.
Prove I said the name.
Listen,
find the clips.
The only reason why you don't say their name is because we don't want them to take
Jim Grindel's name. I just said it to prove
that we have. They want this heat. They see the fucking heat that we have. They see you and I on the big shows.
You know how much fucking
they see us on the big shows, and they think they should be there.
Hey,
absolutely. I would love to see them try, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I got those assholes.
BYB are the true unspokables. Okay, go watch today's race. Ray DeVito and see
who
how
cares?
Producer Joe handled it.
Who cares about Ray DeVito? Who cares about BYB? Who cares about MLC? Who cares about me? Every now and then, maybe it's kind of funny to show some hog. Or maybe
it is.
Hey,
maybe it is.
Up. It's fucking funny to walk in and pull your hog out.
Shut up.
What happened to being funny?
Guys, by the way.
You like, how big is your cock?
Will question is on mass media.
Jake, your hog size.
What's going on with size?
Mine's a 5.
All right, it's got a 5 inch. Thank you. Now you can continue with the next question.
Thank you.
I got Casey Armstrong on this network tomorrow. Ski Mask Collective. Whoa. Me and one on one interview with Casey Armstrong. Stevie will be joining later in the interview. And of course, I will be asking how thick his hog is as well.
I got Vince Lawyer coming on my show on Saturday.
Oh, that's crazy.
Joey C, who you got?
You doing it live, Ski Mask? Are you doing the interview?
Yeah,
live?
I do everything live.
Just Is someone backstage?
No.
Here's the reason I'm asking. It's because I can't even see what the backstage in the backstage area because you guys don't have me as a producer yet on the shows.
Because I own this and I don't trust you yet. So
we said you're an associate producer. You've received an associate position. Now,
You work a little bit longer, and once I start to trust you a little bit more, maybe one of these days I'll give you some permission.
You might get the mask and the keys to the joint one day.
That's the key, exactly, Steve.
You know, we don't know if you're some sort of Ian Hawke.
No,
fucking
listen. Ian Hawke
I pay a lot of stupid money to talk in this dumb microphone.
Ian Hawke cost me my YouTube channel.
Who cares? What's Ian Hawke's phone?
Well, no, hold on. Maybe Joey C. Joey C. What do you think about Ian Hawke?
I got no comment.
Maybe something here. We can start here. Ski Mask. Give me a second. Maybe we can start off. If Joey C. and Jake here have a common enemy. Maybe I want to hear them both here. Listen, all right, here we go. Hold the fuck on, man. I want to hear Joey C. and Jake give Ian Hawke their best shot right now. You guys both get one real quick.
Ain't going to happen for me.
All right, so that's your shot. There's no comment.
No comment.
All right, that's a shot.
I'm pretty sure Ian Hawke is the guy who said...
The best thing I will hear is Stevie Lou is no longer moderator for Steel Toe.
Who cares? Why do people care?
I don't
about
even know
this?
How that even comes into play.
I'm pretty sure that Ian Hawke sent the video of me with my cock out to my boss at work.
So. Well, I will say this. I wouldn't say that. Okay. I wouldn't put that devil on him that he sent. Someone did.
I did a little bit digging.
Hold on.
If he would like to come on and tell me how it wasn't him, then that'd be fine. But I'm pretty sure he is the one who sent my boss. The video of me showing hog.
Okay, if you're going to say that, you're going to have to say why you think that. Please, if you would. And if you don't want to reveal your source, that's fine.
I want to talk to him. That's why.
Was it a Texas number?
So I did offer him a chance to come on the air tonight to explain himself because he wasn't – like I don't think he did that personally. And if you know better, buddy, I will love to hear it. But
Somebody emailed my boss. The video of me showing hog. I knew it happened because I could see it through the thread. So I called the boss into my office. I said, listen, you're going to start getting some emails. This is shit I do outside of work. And he goes, it was fucking funny. It was hilarious. So the fact that these guys think they're getting at me is.
Yeah. But that's crossing a line. When people try to email people's place of work in order to try to get them fucked with, you have 100% turned yourself into a lowlife. And I don't see where the fuck anyone could ever try to justify that. And if you can justify it, you know, I don't know if this is really the place for you.
Joe Exotic. Is this Joe Exotic or Ian Hawke? Call me. Call in. Call me right now. 704-850-8205. Call me now.
Don't. Yeah, he might be on something about not wanting to say this. Yeah, that. Yeah, that's him. That's the Joe Exotic guy. So
yeah, call me.
Every time you pick up, it's just you hear your show being played back. I don't know. He's trying to record it or some shit.
Who?
No. There's this guy that's been trolling Ski Mask and I from Twitter. He's not such a great person, Joey, to be honest.
Hey, is his fan too loud?
I don't hear shit. And he'll make phone calls at all hours of the night and text message and fucking who knows, maybe email.
I never emailed shit. Chad's employer, Muted Growl. Thank you for being a member. What I did was I called the club when he called and threatened to call my lady's school to get her fired. And I asked him twice not to. So he says it's Ian Hawk. So, yeah, call me right now. I'll put you live on the air and tell me why you emailed the boss to picture my hog.
You know, and again, I have no reason to believe that at all. I will say this. Ian Hawk is on the Nobody Likes Onions Discord, and I did see him.
Text.
Cool. I did see him. He did send. He was, like, going crazy. He was like, oh, my God, you got to see this picture. You got to see this video of Ski Mask Dick. He, like anytime someone was like, I don't know where the video of Ski Mask's dick is. He was like, I got it right here. I'll email it to you. You could literally see, like, he was immediately responding to multiple people. Like, you got to see this.
Can you still hear the show in the background?
What?
Can you still hear the – okay.
No.
There's somebody else. No, look, I mean, I've offered it to it before. It's, what was it, $150 for my hog. That's only to a man. My lady made me promise it's $3,000. If I send it to a woman, Stancil's hog, $350, I think the price was. What was it for your used joints? I can't remember. I have the notepad.
Yeah, at this point, the main thing has been throwing me off the show, which is $400. You know.
Yeah, $400 bucks, folks, right now. Chandler, I know you're watching. I've seen you. If you want this motherfucker off the show, or anybody in that case, send the money and we'll throw him right off.
No. We, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I feel like he's in that other group of people that are just so desperate for the kind of attention that we just naturally get that they'll go to all ends of the earth and do some stupid shit. He's been talking mad shit. He's been talking mad shit about me for a while, and I just been kind of letting it go for the most part. But then I hear this shit that he's got like this e-girl addiction. You know what I mean? And it's just like, dude, who the fuck are you to start making shit up about me and trying to fucking get all involved when you are a sad sack of shit, bud? You know, so I just wanted to maybe bring, you know, Jake and Joey C in to make sure that they know that we got your back on this one. And I see that a lot of other folks are letting this guy come on their show, and good for you. Let him on air as much as possible, please. Yeah, Joey, I want to see as much.
Keep killing it. Just don't send a lot of text. Ian Hawk, call me right now if that's really you. I know it's not.
Everybody has to learn how to be a man eventually. And Ian Hawk, the shit you do is pussy. It's Suffo
Bastards. Call back in, please. I wasn't done talking to you.
That might be a fake Carlos Danger, too. You never know that. I don't know.
Someone's calling me.
This is great. We're trying to work out how to take calls on air.
This is the Ski Mask host.
Ask him about stealing money from FEMA. Ask him about how his house got destroyed in a hurricane.
Why do you care about people's personal business?
Because he's alive. He went to jail.
Bye. Goodbye. 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 Yeah. Learn how to be funny. You got anything funny to say?
No.
Exactly. Stay out of people's fucking business. Fucking loser. Sorry about that, Joycey.
Listen, it's public knowledge, so that shit ain't gonna bother me anyhow. So.
It bothers me because you're a guest on my show. It bothers me. And that's not something somebody should be calling me about. Listen. They should be calling me asking how big your cock is. Or what's going on with your shoe size? Or when's the last time you changed the tire?
I want to go on the record to say that I do not believe that was Ian Hawk that just called in.
I know exactly who just called.
Exactly. Me. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're not trying to set up Ian Hawk.
I know the
voice. That wasn't Ian Hawk. That was somebody else.
I know the voice.
I can handle whatever I need to handle when I need to handle it.
So, right. And again, I want to go on record for the third time and say that I do not know and I do not believe, and no information that I've seen would lead me to believe that it was Ian Hawk that messaged your boss. You know?
Oh, fuck. But, I totally forgot about this.
Uh-oh. Is this a good oh fuck or bad oh fuck?
So you like Salt Lake a lot? Pretty good, pretty wild out there, ain't it?
Yeah, it's way. Send Doug to Chatter Link.
Yeah, I.
Okay.
When I was working in AAA baseball.
Apparently, I agreed to do a show at 8 p.m.
You doing one 8 p.m. today?
Okay, hold on. I got it.
Simulate.
Just give me a sec, though. You run the show for a sec. I need to.
Salt Lake City. I can't wait to move there. It's gonna be amazing.
It's a pretty wild place. All the Mormons out there, man. Different. They still charge the membership when you go to the bars. You got to pay a membership, and it's like a free drink.
No, not at all, man. We went to we hit every strip club in town. Three strip clubs. One of them twice. First night.
Awesome.
Amazing stuff. I do have a video of Cabana King, I believe, somewhere.
I saw the one when you were filming him when he was sleeping.
Yes, you like that? I just set it up.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew a guy like you would like that. So, all right, now that I got you on the show, Joey C, we've been texting back and forth a lot. What do you like about the show? I know you constantly tell me you enjoy watching.
The way you handle yourself, you know, you project your voice good. You always got good stuff to talk about. You got no holes bar. You know, you'll say any fucking thing. You'll do anything. You know,
show hog.
Exactly. Stevie Lou is more like a straight man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where it just works, you know. And I just like it. Plus, I just think you guys are both good guys, man. Stevie Lou and I. You know, I've talked to him before, and I just really liked your show.
Yeah, Joey. Just always know, man. If you ever hear me saying anything spicy towards your way, it's always done in jest, you know. I'll break chops of the folks I like. I'll try to never go past the line that would upset you, hopefully.
Stevie, I'm almost 60 years old, and I got thick skin, so I'm good, man.
Good shit.
What else is thick?
Chow's got the link.
I'll tell you something, Joey, and this is coming straight from the heart of the guy behind the mask. Myself, Stevie Lou here, and the great Jim Stansel. Yeah. We never tell lies. Everything we say is the truth. We hit the nail on the head almost every time. Stansel has an extended list of things we've always been right about, including all of these shows and what happens. And I believe the pro wrestling and all this bullshit is getting out of control. So Saturday, we're going to show you guys, the fans, everyone else, what a real fucking podcast is all about. All right? We're getting back to the basics. I'll tease it at that for now. Just wait. Stevie, go to Amazon, see if my thing got delivered yet.
Hey, when you guys do that, when you guys all go to AC, when does that come up?
That's August 19th. It's a Ski Mask Palooza featuring Kevin Brennan.
Awesome.
Yeah. Because he stole our idea. Our Palooza was supposed to be June 23rd, but we ultimately had to cancel because we had other stuff come up. But since he decided to do a Palooza as well, now it's Ski Mask Palooza featuring Kevin Brennan. Don't take it the other way. What is this? $400, folks, to kick Stevie Lou off the show right now. That is the prize.
Any show out there, folks. You can even.
I love how you had to raise your prize.
Yeah. Right?
I thought that was hilarious.
Shit. It says arriving tomorrow by 10 p.m. now.
Tomorrow. That's fine. We're not doing the show till Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday. Okay. That's fine. If not, I can make something.
Yeah. Now it looks like mine might be. Fuck. I was expecting it tomorrow too, and now it's looking like I may have to make a quick decision.
I can show you how to make them. What are you drinking, Joey? Is that a Budweiser?
Right. Fuck. Coca-Cola. I wish you didn't tell me that right now, but I'm glad you told me.
No, it's fine. I wanna keep. How much to kick Joey C off? $200, $200 right now.
If we get a $200 super chat, Joey C, we would have to throw
enjoy
you off.
Enjoy it, brother. You enjoy know. It.
Yep, we would have to say goodbye, and of course, I'll throw you some bones.
Yeah, that's but, the good part of it. That we
I
don't.
Would be glad to go. So
what is going? I mean, is Kevin doing it on purpose at this point?
What's he doing?
Is he just seeking a show by having Ray on?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
I'm also talking to Stevie.
Say it again. I lost.
You know,
track.
There's a $500 per 24-hour super chat limit. I did not know that. Did we already get this many super chats?
I think it's in general for anybody who sends.
Oh, Deadpool, you know my Venmo or PayPal. You know it. Send it there. It's at Ski Mask Host. I will put up the brand right now. Send it there. I will end the show right now for $400. I will click.
He is good for it. So you said something about Kevin Brennan again. Run that back by me.
Is he just running the show into the ground by having Ray on all the time?
No,
I tune in.
No, bro.
It's
there is a definite group of folks out there.
Oh, Joey!
Like, Joey!
See you guys, brother! Bye-bye!
See you soon, brother. Enjoy your day.
Oh, wow. Joey's a trooper.
Oh, my God. It's funny every fucking time.
Dude, and I've never been to one.
I see you in the background. We love you. Bye bye, yeah. Joey. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye bye, Joe. Bye bye, Joe's lawyers.
Bye bye, Joey's lawyers.
And thank you, Deadpool, for the exit strategy there. Holy shit. I love Joey C, but it's really fun to see someone else.
Yeah, I had more questions for
Stevie Lou treatment.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we'll get him.
I'm trying to think what my price is. Well, I mean, I run the shows, so. I mean, I guess my price would be $500 to end the show at any moment.
Right.
You know, would be the price. And that includes SMC. Except Saturday show, which just to give everyone a heads up, we will not be putting up any super chats on Saturday show. We will not be paying attention to super chats on Saturday show. Saturday show is going to be a real fucking podcast, something that hasn't been done since before COVID, folks. Something that you're not just looking at two guys looking at each other, all right? You're going to be looking at some guys together, all right? And we'll leave
right.
it at that.
That's
it's
right.
It's going to be a fucking hell of a time. So on Saturday, if you want to put in the super chats, that's fine. We're not asking for it.
Yes.
We're just asking you to watch. And we're going to show you what a real podcast is supposed to be. And
I love it.
Leave it at that. And
I love
I can't
it,
wait. I got to get some ribs. I got to get some watermelon. I got to get the pineapple. I cleaned the table earlier today.
I mean, obviously now.
Really the only thing we're waiting on. Oh, I got the wire because we're going to do it from the phone. So I got the wire today for that. The only thing I'm waiting on is the... you know, the stuff you were
well,
supposed to
and handle. I'll say this, and we'll talk more off air, but I have a backup plan. I just thought in my head that in case your and my thing doesn't arrive by tomorrow, I think I might just go for this backup plan tomorrow. I'll explain off air, but don't worry.
I mean, I have a
you're
girlfriend.
You're talking to a pro here. Don't worry.
I have a girlfriend, you know, so I
we got this, bro. We got it. Trust me. We're not going to fuck this up now, you know.
Carlos, it's never about the money. It's about the funny. We weren't begging for money. It's
honey.
Hilarious to say, hey, send this number in, and you just go, goodbye. Like we did with me and Stancil that day. We were having a good show. I had so much shit I wanted to talk about. A lot to talk about. And we put in the bottom, and if somebody puts it in, what's a real podcast, you have to ask. Wait till Saturday. Folks, Saturday's going to blow your mind. I promise.
Dude, what do you think? Do you want to watch any more of that Ray, or are you over it?
I'm out of the Ray DeVito business.
Okay, cool.
I'm fine with that, too, buddy. I could give a fuck about Ray DeVito. He bores
me. I mean, no,
me.
I'm not out of the Ray DeVito business,
I am.
I hope you understand that.
Nope, that's fine. You could
Thank
do
you.
His show all
You've always
you
been
want.
Cool. Like
until
that.
He apologizes to me directly over phone, he is not welcome on my network at all.
Fair.
You can do a show. Stancil sure. can do a show.
Sure, but I can't bring him on.
I do not want him on any Ski Mask Media okay. Network.
Yep. Hey, that's you. At the end of the day, man, I know I am a contributor and, you know, very much well respected around here, finally. But it's your channel. It's your channel, so I wouldn't go. And,
I just feel disrespected, and I don't like being disrespected. Like, I feel like I'm a nice guy.
Chow checking in saying that he's disposed. So all good, Chow. We just wanted to make sure you
Chow hear, send the link. Send the link so I could hop on at 8. I told you I'd give you an hour. We'll do it.
Nice. There you go. There's Chow a tease for you folks. You got ski Chow mask going on, Dr. Chow.
Chow wants to actually give me an actual interview. So I'm always interested in that. But what I was saying was I don't like getting disrespected, especially by somebody who I brought my lady to the special.
I did bring that up to him. Watch that clip at some point. I did bring that up.
It took a set of balls for me to do that for him. And I did it. And I knew what was going to happen when it happened. And I never got a thank you. You know, he stays with Teamster Tim, who was in my top
three. Boy.
Best friends. Yeah. He's one of my best friends in the world. I love Teamster Tim very, very much. I don't get thank yous for anything. So he could fuck right off. I disrespected Carlos because he wouldn't take off the hat.
He disrespected Carlos.
He was wearing the Nobody Likes Onions hat. All I said was, you got 10 seconds to take the hat off. What's so wrong with that?
All right. Junior Coltrane checking in saying that he'd like to encourage Carlos Danger to take a ride on the next Ocean Gate.
No. Carlos has been killing on MLC lately.
Yes, I love Carlos Danger. He was absolutely Carlos right. We are buddies. I got that guy's back.
This is a comedy show. If I say something stupid like you got 10 seconds to take the hat off or you're gone.
He did come back with a different hat on, though. I will give him that.
But that was when my computer crashed, probably.
Yeah. So
right.
Rough episode.
Yes, KB is absolutely fun. Teamster Tim is a national treasure. Yes,
even though he doesn't, he's not a fan of Stevie. I get it. I still love you, Tim.
You know
you're
what?
He's okay by me.
I know he might get mad at me for saying this, but he told me the other day he's coming around a little bit. He's still not there. He's still not.
Do you know the ray? You know what ray drop is? I do my own ray drop. All right, I shouldn't do that anymore. Fuck. But yeah, listen, I've been hearing that. I've been hearing more I'm coming around on Stevie Lou than I'm hearing fuck Stevie Lou, fuck everything he touches. I hope he goes to hell and, you know,
I think you're still doing shows.
Well, that's my
personal opinion.
I had the time of my life last night doing a show with Shuli. And then I had an even more epic time on Sunday going on Opie's show. You know? So if you had told little Stevie Lou back when he was fucking in high school that he would have been on a show, he would have been on a show with Anthony. He would have been on a show with Ron Bennington. And he would have been on a show with Opie. Like, he would be like, what are you talking about, dude? There's something. You're future person. Get away from me. Why don't you have hair? That's what he would say. Because that's some epic shit, man.
That's a good fucking comment from Carlos right there. That's hilarious. I had to take a picture. That's a T-shirt.
I respect the fuck out of that.
You had to respect that.
I got a little weird because I was like, what's going on? But then once you told me there was some extra shit on the side going on, I'm totally fine.
He was wearing the Nobody Likes Onions hat. So I asked him politely to remove it. If he didn't, he'd be removed. As much as I would like Carlos to be on the show, I had to make a decision. I'm not just going to back up. Let's see what's going on real quick.
Jake,
you'd like to say?
When he took the new Nobody Likes Onion shirt hat off, he put on a Misery Loves Company's hat on.
That must have been when I was computer crashed.
Yeah, we did say that, Jake. That's a good thing to bring up again, though. I appreciate
also,
it.
Also, do not bring me on when Joey C is on this show. I'm not wanting to talk to him. Don't bring me on any show.
So it's just like what you said about Ray DeVito. It's the same you said about Ray DeVito
and Ian Hawk.
Can I read the message you sent me about Ray DeVito, please?
No, go ahead.
All right, let me find it real quick. I got a lot of Jake Hudson. You do send a lot of you send links at random times of the day. Very funny.
Wait, put that back, Stevie. I respect the fuck out of Stevie who said no one ever.
Who said that?
Gah.
Damn it. Fucking gah. And then what about this one, Jake? Read this one for me.
If I was Stevie Lou, I would wear a hat forever.
All right, here it is.
Who said that one? Who was that by?
Junior Coltrane, Roscoe P. Coltrane.
A member as well.
Yeah.
We got to read those member comments now. Ski, now that fucking David Chandler splashed.
I didn't realize we were getting, I don't even know what that means, man.
Yeah, so folks who were watching, a lot of folks who were watching, got a membership today from the very, very kind hearted.
You know, the Detroit, she's president of Steve. Yeah, so just throw them up. If you see him, throw them up. Even if you don't read them, just throw them up on the screen.
Yes. Yeah.
I would like to read this Jake Hudson Twitter message I got.
She means God.
So I get a message on June 26th from Jake Hudson. Hey, I want nothing to do with Ray DeVito. Please don't bring me on when you have Ray on your show. I am done with Ray. I blocked him on all platforms. I wish him well in his future endeavors. I'm just tired of his shit. Thank you. Goodbye.
Jake, care to respond?
The great Vinny Cass becoming a member.
By the way, that's the Vinny Cass has money, but he had to get David Chandler to get him a membership.
No, well, that just happens automatically, what? Jake. That we don't have any control over that. I see you trying to go after some of these guys out here. That's hilarious.
No, Vinny Cass is a personal friend of mine. I can tell you everything about him, but I won't.
Who took you to Utah? Got you sunburned.
I went there to do a job.
Carlos Danger says, "Gah is brutal." Carlos, you're not wrong.
Your piece is sunburned.
My piece is sunburned. The bottom of my ball bag is sunburned.
Carlos, you're not wrong here, but also God keeps it at least above the belt.
And by the way, there is a Vinny Cash level. Sorry to cut you off, Stevie. There is a Vinny Cash level on the memberships. Shut up. I saw you.
I said, what do I care? Really? I don't give a fuck.
I know when you care.
It's a $99.99.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Gah at least keeps it above the belt. She says some really, really hard-hitting shit about me all the time, and she's never really gone to a dark, over-the-line place. So I respect the fuck out of that, and I can take it. She can keep swinging at my head. This is part of this business. She seems pretty cool to me, to be honest. And I can't hate.
$199. Bye-bye, Joey.
You know, if I start seeing God saying my mom's name in chats and stuff like that, then I'm going to be like, oh, Jesus Christ. But no, she just thinks, you know, I'm a fucking bozo. And probably a lot of people do think I'm a bozo. And Jake, do you think I'm a bozo?
No comment.
Jake, how big is your cock? You said 5 inch. How thick is it?
3 inch. Thick.
When's the last time you got laid?
When's the last time that you got laid that wasn't your mother?
What?
That's harsh. As a matter of fact, exactly 13 hours ago.
Wow. Doing pretty good there.
Is that a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar picture right there behind you, Stevie?
That's close. He was a center, but he played for the New York Knicks the majority of his career. number 33 from Jamaica.
I guess I'm 33 for you.
Patrick Ewing!
Plenty of masks to go around, folks. Wait for the Saturday show. We will not be releasing a location because we don't want it to get shut down by people who unfortunately email our jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, so no Luke Cannon this week?
It looks like there was way too much going on this week, Jake. I will.
Yeah, no, actually, Jake, good point. I did want to bring that up. Luke Cannon, that was the first episode, right?
Yes.
It did get a lot of views. I was very happy about that.
Thank you.
I loved all the interaction. I loved how you put the thumbnail up. You did all the work. So what is the plan? Are we doing once a week? Are we going to have a schedule for that show?
I think that's the whole point of being a loose cannon is that nobody fucking knows who's going to get
that's
one.
That's been the whole point of the Ski Mask Collective, folks. There's never a plan.
You have to fucking hit the notification button and make sure you get alerts that we have gone live. Because between myself, Ski Mask, and that sexy, beautiful American boy, Jim Stansel, we're going to be fucking hitting you guys with all sorts of left-right combos that you never seen before. So
you guys, I mean, you guys just wait for Saturday. It's going to be
plus
insanity.
Plus Cabana King. You forgot Cabana.
You know what? I got to give him a call right now.
Sure.
See if he can pop on.
Sure. Good call there, Jake. See, you're actually starting to help out as an executive producer. Thank you for that compliment, Ski. That was very nice of you. The Loose
just
Cannon Show.
E-Rock. Just call me E-Rock.
I think, yeah. Oh, okay, we're going to work on that. You guys are both pretty big. But anyway. hold on. Yeah. Let's
see what's going on here. CB Answers.
You got it.
See what's up. He said he had the funnest time ever in Utah. Of course, three strip clubs, one of them twice, folks. New t-shirt coming soon. He probably won't answer. I think he's mad at me. That's all right.
By the way, Tubby sent me a package today.
Yeah, how big was the package?
Really? Do you want to talk about it?
It was an army man and some fake money.
Wow. Some fake money?
It was like $100, like $300 in fake. And
fake? Counterfeit bills?
No. And motion picture bills, like stuff they should copy money.
Gotcha. I got a couple of those actually around the house. Okay. Well, did you say thank you?
I said I even made a video about the shirt. He sent me a Hawaiian shirt.
Like something like this?
No.
Okay.
I'll show it to you guys.
Yeah, please do. Show and tell.
Jamaica,
well, that's
Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take it to Bermuda, Bahamas.
So, Stevie, you know how I told you I could read? I know who's commenting.
Oh, we all know, I think, at this time.
So,
what do you got, kid? Lay it on me.
So, Vinny made me a bet that he was going to do a bunch of different names and memberships, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I know exactly which one of these are his, and I can't wait to fucking call him right after the show.
Very nice here from Jake. That is a cool shirt.
Nice shirt. Okay. I bet you got a better one.
Okay, I'm going to look. I'm looking through.
I wish I had one with a Stevie Lou shirt now.
We're working on it. We're still working on the Stevie Lou top.
Why don't you order the? Yeah, we're still working on that shirt.
Speaking of Vinny Cash.
Yeah, speaking of Vinny, we need that stuff to come out.
Hey, by the way, what would you?
By the way, why don't you get some cocks on your shirt?
Why don't you? What would you say if I come in wearing a pink ski mask one time?
I would kick you right off. I told Joey C the same thing.
What if I wear
There's
one
Tubby.
On the Chili Network?
There's Tubby.
I would kick you out.
If I wear it on the Chili Network?
No. If you did it on the Chili Network, if you went on a show with the Chili Network wearing a pink ski mask, I would never have you on my program ever again.
What about a green ski mask?
Ever again.
What about a...
That sounds serious.
What about one says, sub to Ski Mask Media?
Never again.
Damn it.
Jake, you having a good time with us tonight?
What if it's a picture as a picture of you and Steve?
I don't know if I heard him there.
It says Jim Stansel is a good Stansel's a good person.
How about you just put a vice on both sides of your head, and every time you say something dumb, you just tighten it.
Uh-oh. This got weird. This got weird quick. I love it.
It was a bad joke. My bad.
It's all right. No.
Yeah. Bad jokes. Hey, jokes come from the same place. That's a great
place. Yeah. I'm all about it, kid.
Love Cheddar, $5. Ski Mask
has a lot of nerve repeatedly referring to what he's packing as a hog. Wow. Yes. The bush was making it look small. Just so you guys know, I would like to exclusively say this. I was on 60 milligrams of Adderall, and we all know what that does.
There we go. All right, folks. Jake, do you have any experience with Adderall?
Don't.
I hope not.
No comment from Jake there. Well,
don't use it. Don't use it.
Yeah,
don't
use that shit.
That's a Schedule II narcotic. You can get arrested for having that possession.
I have a prescription, but thanks.
Two things that Adderall is known to make a person do. It's known to make their pee-pee tiny if you take too much Adderall. And if you also take too much Adderall, you might go and punch Gino Bisconti in the face at Sullivan's sneak attack, allegedly. Somebody clip it.
Yes, I had a baby cock. It was hidden between the bush. I do need to shave, I realized. I wasn't trying to show my cock. I was really going for the ass, but then I forgot I was on the show, and when I went to sit down, I got cut off. But Derek was talking some noise, so I decided to come in and just show my ass.
You were also talking some noise there. You might have to go rewatch if you didn't.
I'm not going to rewatch. I don't care.
Watch it on Rumble. The better.
I got something to get Rumble.
The uncensored version's on Rumble.
Tubby says that's a great shirt. Tubby, order that shirt. It's a great shirt. SkiMaskCollective.com. Get there now, Tubby.
The old Adderall defense that checks out.
All right, I guess I got to do another show soon.
Yeah, I guess, huh? Well.
Hey, I got a little thing. Let's sing.
We don't do that shit here, man.
Yeah, we don't. We're not.
Mr. Ray. A does it all the time on his show.
We're not Mr. A.
Does it look like someone's wearing a mask here?
Hello. We have a person wearing a ski mask over there.
Did you know Mr. A 3 years ago?
No.
Did you know Ski Mask 3 years ago? Of course you did.
No.
Baby boy, I don't know what all this member stuff shit is. Does that mean we made money tonight, Stevie?
Yes.
Thank you, yes, David sir. Chandler. Thank you, brother.
You actually made a 40.
We should start doing this. David Chandler may have just put us into an area where we could start doing a couple of membership only shows to an audience. You know,
you made $100 tonight plus the Deadpool $199 you made.
Yeah. Folks, you don't really know. Listen, all the super chats, we love it. Please, never stop.
Oh, Gina Marie wants to know, does Addis make your coochie tight? 1 second.
Mm.
Maybe.
Oh, does Jesus.
Does Adderall make your vagina coochie tight?
She says no.
Okay, there you go. Wouldn't make sense, I feel, to do that.
Dates has been having some issues lately. She's been having some issues.
Who?
Dates has been having.
Okay,
some
well,
issues.
Let's not. We're not a sad
who
show
cares?
Here. We
I
talk
don't care
about
like,
yeah. We
no,
we do care about Dates. Dates is a sweetheart.
I
want to
talk about us.
Yeah, Jake. We don't bring the bad in.
We talk about us.
Fight the bad. That's what we do here.
Now, Jake. You know what?
So
Jake,
that's the reason why we're not allowed to say that guy's name on here. We're not allowed to say JG's name on here.
Who?
We don't have any. Laws
Blake,
against
JG, Jim,
Gaffigan? Jim Gaffigan?
Grimble.
We can't.
Grimble.
Jim Carrey.
No. Jim why? What's going on?
The guy that you got earlier in the show, who? You got
I don't know who that is.
Jim Grimble.
That's some,
Grimble.
Some loser Jim that Grimble. Tries to fucking eat our crumbs.
It's some loser who tried to buy weed off a guy in New York City and almost got me robbed.
That was weird. listen, Jake, stay the fuck away from those fucking wackos.
Jake. Yeah,
bad for your soul to be a loser like that and chase us. But
Jake,
keep chasing. Keep chasing.
When was the last
bitches?
Time you left your trailer? And what did you do? Would you go out?
I went swimming yesterday. I went swimming.
Really? Above ground or underground pool? What's
I have above ground pool. Beat that, Bob, you fucker.
Yeah, beat that, well, Bob.
Clip that.
Clip that.
In Minecraft.
No, there's
how,
no
how
reason
was the
to...
water? Was the water clear?
In Minecraft. By the way, I wanna do something to Bob really bad.
What? Like
in Minecraft, in Minecraft,
suck him? You want to give him a good suck?
Yeah, you want to eat his gooch?
Get in there.
In Minecraft,
you want to give him the old blue cheese?
In Minecraft,
you want to eat his ass?
Would you throw his legs up?
You want to eat Bob's ass? You want to throw Bob's legs in the air, put blue cheese in his asshole?
In Minecraft,
you look really serious.
In Minecraft,
I mean. I think that's very admirable. You
I
know.
Do too. I think it's
oh
a very
God,
sweet.
Oh God! Somebody's got to clip this. Somebody's got to fucking clip
I
this.
No, I think it's a very sweet gesture that you want to eat Bob Levy's ass. Get back.
This is the greatest fucking show in the history.
I'll send you money.
It is kind of dinner time, isn't it, Ski?
I still want to fillet fish.
I'm hungry as fuck. I gotta get
all right,
dins.
Let's wrap it up.
Some din-dins.
David Chandler, thank you so much.
Yes,
man.
Thank you, David.
You're the fucking best. Vinny Cash, we always appreciate you. Jake Hudson, you're wearing the best shirt. That how is the shirt? The shirt fits good. It fits
both
well, right?
Feel good. Both shirts feel good.
I eat filet of fish, no cheese. I'm gonna eat one, and of course,
Perry's gonna hate you. By the way, Perry's gonna hate you.
I don't give a fuck. I get a lot of people that hate me, including Ray DeVito,
listen,
who I've supported
from
day one.
This whole David Chandler gifting subs is huge because, like I was saying, this kind of really does give us a little more momentum to ask another couple round of folks to just throw in the – if you didn't get a gifted sub, throw in the $1.99 for the month. We will do a member-exclusive show in the very near future because of this. And if you think that these shows are nuts, you know, wait till we get fucking in a small group. We'll fucking – literally,
like I said,
and then like
said,
do like crazy.
Wait till Saturday. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna be our first one.
Are we gonna do Stevie? Are we gonna do a loose cannon this week?
You asked that before. We're gonna probably just get that going again next week. I will throw you a few bucks for your help tonight, though, Jake. Expect a cash app from me. In a little bit once we're off. Thank you very much, buddy. You've been a great help. Like I said, keep up the good luck. Stop bothering us about that fucking password thing, and just keep doing what you're doing.
I'm not bothering you guys.
No, you're not. You're right. I'm just saying it. You know, so and also keep doing what you're doing. Don't let nobody bring you down.
By the way, I just want to give a shout out BYB tomorrow night. I don't know who the guest is on BYB.
Are they still on YouTube?
Shout out to BYB.
Can they still do a show? Hi, Derek. Hi, Derek's lawyers.
These guys kind of owe you one over there, not going to lie.
They do owe me one. I give them a lot of promotion.
That's not the kind of owe you one I meant. Let's give them one more shout. If the folks can, we got 83, 84. We had almost 100 before watching right now. If you are not subscribed to the BYB podcast, please go over to YouTube and search BYB podcast and hit subscribe. They got their channel. Taken
subscribe,
out by
you could see a cock
fucks. They got some people that fucking abused the reporting system and got them fucked because they were jealous and they're starting back from scratch and it's been a fucking hard road back. So any little extra subscription helps the BYB tremendously. They do three shows a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you get something. They had Obnoxious John on. The amazing.
Plus, they do a show on Tuesday. Wait a minute. Mike Hawk, $2. Great show.
Jake, Okay. Right. Did you hear what you just said?
Don't put it on the. Do not put that up.
Jake, really quick. You hear what you just said?
No, don't say it again.
I got it. No, he can say it. So, but Jake, you just said my cock.
No, it's Mike via his DL.
See? So this is something that you were under. This was not intentional test.
I know who this is.
You were just you
it
were
was,
tested
this
there.
Was intentional.
You were te- exactly was it? We didn't. This. We didn't do this. We didn't do this to
no,
Jake.
No, he's trying to he do was it tested. To me.
Yes, yes. So Jake, if you're going to be part of this squad, you got to know that people are going to try to send their special collection of penis pictures that they keep for themselves and try to have the hosts say dumb things, but
yeah, because
do
Jake,
we look
if,
like
if
a couple of DeVitos? Do we look like DeVitos here?
If you ever do get to the position of you running the chat or anything like that, the moment you put a cock on the screen, you're fired immediately. I don't put up with that shit. So that's that. That was a total test. What do you did? You just drink your own piss?
No, I was making one of these peach teas.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is that sugar free? Low sugar?
Actually, it's my last one.
Okay. Well, hopefully the few bucks I send you tonight will get you through the weekend with more 4C sticks.
Oh, all right. Boy. So I don't even know what show I'm doing next. Does anybody know the
I think
club?
It's Mirror Musk. It might be Mirror Musk or
oh,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, it's Little Mirror. Is that what it is?
Or it's only
shows?
Or Dr. Chow has his own show now. I'm sorry, Dr. Chow, for not knowing that. I would love to know, though.
I fucked up.
If anybody in the chat knows, can you fucking help a guy out?
I knew it. Fuck you. I told you you wouldn't be able to do it. Keep trying, Vinny.
Look at that.
Keep trying.
Guys, a member.
Number one, you know. By the way,
you'll
I do
never
get clothes.
Me, Ben. You'll
you know
never
what?
Get me.
By the way, that person that just commented.
What?
I don't know. Are we still on? Right,
I'm gonna be. I gotta go to Little Mirror show. I gotta eat a fillet of fish first. So, Stevie and Ski live after MLC every Thursday, folks. Get here now. I mean, this is where we do all the wrap up. At least we try. We tried to have Pat Oates on. Go check him out if you're anywhere in Connecticut. He's one of the funniest comics out there.
Hey.
What?
That is Josie's wife. Get her out of here. I don't want her here.
I don't give
Listen,
a fuck, Jake.
No, Jake, come on. We're saying our final goodbyes. You can't do that shit right now. Hold on.
Yeah,
all right.
Jake, first of all, I don't care about people. I don't even know. Okay. I got my own fucking life. I'm trying to eat a fillet of fish.
You're going to have to keep your biases out of here, you know.
All right. Stevie, what do you got? What's going on with the next movie podcast?
Blunt Smoker Video. So the crazy shit is my co-host is in the middle of producing a John Wick parody.
Really?
And I will be doing the blood effects on that. And that's filming next weekend. We're going to do like a Gonzo crazy 72 hour insane schedule shoot where we're shooting a action film this coming weekend, the following weekend. So they've been locked up with all the pre-production stuff and rehearsal and all sorts of shit. So it's been really slow to get Blunt Smoker out, and it's the summertime. So I'm fine with that. And those are the guys that I do not pressure ever whatsoever, because it's all, no one's getting paid whatsoever for that. That's our passion project. So we actually did an episode the other day, and yes, Jake.
Oh, did you see that Carlos Danger donated $10?
I believe we saw that.
Yes, I already put it up, Jake.
We gotta be able to deal with that. It's okay. Yeah. So
Jake, have you ever eaten ass?
Yeah, Jake, if you're gonna go down on Bob Levy's asshole, do you have any experience down there, or are you gonna have to just kind of improvise?
By the way, blue cheese ass eating hot sauce.
All right.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to. By the way, we gotta give a really big shout out to Jim Stansel and In Hot Water. He did good on In Hot Water, I've heard. On Tuesday.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
See you guys next Thursday. You know where to find us.
You know where to find us.